Hello and welcome to the 25th episode and the season 2 finale. This season has been so much fun. We have had ups, we have had downs, we have had go-arounds and rounds, and oh my god, I can't believe we've made it to the season 2 finale. And with your guys' help, we have broke 7,900 employees. We are creeping closer and closer to our first major goal of 10,000 employees, which I know we will hit in season 3, which is going to launch a great fucking giveaway once we break 10,000 plays. All right. This is the lost tapes. We've got some audio recordings that Badman thought he deleted. And I found. So we're going to be playing some of those. We're going to be playing some highlights, some of your guys' favorite highlights over the past 2 seasons. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go.
Alright, there's got to be one coming by soon. Alright, here we go. Here's a big old truck. Alright. Get ready. Get ready.
Yeah, Batman, what are you doing?
Oh my god, Dick. Dick, you just shot. God damn it, the truck got away.
Batman, why are you about to jump into the middle of the fucking road when there's cars coming by? Get away from the road, Batman.
Dick, Mushroom Mike told me that if I catch the tire of a truck, then it would give me the best of luck. And god damn it, Batman needs some good luck right now.
Batman, that's not how luck works. That's definitely not what's going to happen if you step out into that road and try to grab one of those truck tires, alright? Mushroom Mike was lying to you, alright?
What? What do you mean? What? The boys were lying to me?
You mean the boys?
Mushroom Mike and Bernard, they both told me that I should come out here by the highway and try to catch a truck tire. They specifically said a truck tire would bring me the best of lucky.
Yeah, no, that's gonna fucking kill you, Batman. You need to get away from the highway right fucking now.
Oh, come on, Dick, just one. Just let me try it. I think that you just don't want me to have the best of your lucky.
Batman? As much as I would love to see you use as a fucking speed bump right now, I don't want to watch you die, buddy. So let's step away from the road, okay?
God damn it, there are so many fucking truck tires going by, though.
Batman, you're not going to get lucky if you grab one of those fucking tires.
Oh, come on. Just let me.
Batman? No. Alright, well, Batman, are you ready to do this?
Goddamn right I'm ready to do this. Oh, this is gonna be great. Alright.
Do you remember what I told you to say?
Yeah, hey, podcast listeners, suck my dick.
Whoa, hey, Batman, what the fuck?
Sorry, Batman's just really excited right now. I can't believe people messaged you on the Instagram and said that they wanted me to do another song.
Okay, Batman, that's not what I fucking told you to say, though. Do you remember what I told you to say?
Yeah, okay. Alright, guys. For season 3, we want you guys to submit your songs to us here on Anchor.fm, alright? So, download Anchor.fm and then record yourself doing your song or a cover and then send it to us for season 3. Okay, Dick. Can you shut those goddamn cats up?
But dude, they're so fucking cute. Look at them playing around. Oh my god, they're so adorable.
Dick, I'm gonna slap you.
Hey, let my fucking cats be. Play your goddamn song.
Alright, fine. Alright. I see a bad moon arising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Well, don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Yeah, don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I see hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I feel the rivers overflowing. And I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Yeah, don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Got your things together. I hope you are quite prepared to die. It looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taking for an eye. Well, don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Yeah, don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Batman, that was actually pretty good, man. Nice job.
Don't be condescending to me, Dick. I know it was shit. Don't talk down to me. Them goddamn kitties in the background was throwing me off.
Hey, don't blame the kitty cats, alright? It was not the kitty cats' fault. You sounded pretty good. All right, let's get on with this. So I'm pretty sure I've told you guys before. I live near Astoria, Oregon, and Gooneyville. The site of the Goonies, and Kindergarten Cop, and Short Circuit, and Free Willy, and The Ring 2, and so many other movies. Oh my god, I can't even get into it yet. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, in our area, the schools recently decided to open back up. When the schools decided to do this, and the local newspaper, The Astorian, had posted an article saying that this was happening, I said, this is not a good idea. It's too early, should not be done. You guys should wait. Guarantee within the next couple of weeks, there's going to be more outbreaks and the school is going to shut back down. I had so many locals around here verbally attack me, telling me that I was stupid, that I didn't know what I was talking about, that I just needed to shut my mouth. And here we are on Friday, September 25th, and this next Monday, the schools are going to be going to distance learning, which means that they are going to be given a Chromebook and they are going to be attending class from home. So schools have shut back down because of the spike in COVID outbreaks recently that, I didn't say was going to happen at all. Nope, I'm an idiot. Really? Seriously? So, I think maybe with the recent spike that we've had here, okay, we've had a big spike again because we have seafood plants around here, seafood packing, processing, and shipping plants around here. That's where they've started again. Second time this year. Okay. All right. Yet, what's the fucking answer for it? Let's make people wear masks. That's it. Just wear fucking masks. There is no social fucking distancing. Has anybody gone to the fucking store? Nobody is socially distancing. Nobody follows the fucking arrows that people put on the fucking store floors. Nobody does. Nobody socially distances. Nobody's wearing gloves. Nobody's constantly hand sanitizing anymore. They think that just because they put a fucking mask on their face, it's going to make this shit go away. A mask is not going to make this shit go away. People put masks on at Halloween to scare people, all right? People put masks on when they don't want to be recognized. People put masks on when they go to rob a bank, to rob a store. People put masks on when they go to commit a crime. The mask is not going to make the fucking shit go away. Obviously. Because since July 1st, we have been threatened with a misdemeanor. Offenses, which is punishable by up to 90 days in jail and $1,000 fine, either or both, if the judge wants to. All right, so we have been threatened with misdemeanor crimes if we don't wear a fucking mask, because the mask is gonna help it go away. No, it's fucking not, because guess what? We still have tourism, we still have people coming here all the fucking time, every goddamn day and night. It's Friday, okay. There's been a steady fucking stream of cars coming into town all fucking day long. You want to know what a lot of them have? Out-of-state plates. Because, we're a tourist community. So there's a lot of fucking tourism going on here. Let's see here. Let's do some basic math, all right? One person from one county that has a COVID outbreak goes to another county that has a COVID outbreak, okay, equals a bigger COVID outbreak. How do you guys not see this? Oh my God, if we really want to shut the fucking COVID, if we really want to stop it, okay, if it's this dangerous, all right, then tourism needs to stop. It needs to. If there's obviously there's enough people who have enough money to help sustain people, all right? We need to shut shit back down. If you really want to make it go away, if it's really that serious, if it's really that life-threatening, it needs to be... We need to do something else than just wearing a fucking mask. This next segment is a last tape from season one. We were talking about something and Badman misunderstood what I was saying. So I won't explain anymore. Let's just play the clip.
Hey Dick.
Yeah Badman, what's up?
Do you want some of this cake I made? Yeah. It's chocolate.
Oh, thanks, man. There's no peanut in this, is there?
Why the fuck would you ask me that?
Because I'm allergic and I don't want to have an allergic reaction.
What? Who in the fuck is allergic to penis? But I mean, besides the lesbians, obviously.
Wait, what?
What do you mean, what?
Why do you think that I said that I was allergic to penis?
You just fucking asked me if there was penis in that cake. Why do you think that I... Am I standing in front of it? Or do you think I chopped somebody's wiener off and put it in there?
What? I said peanut. Peanut. Not penis, bad man. Peanut. I have a peanut allergy. Not a penis allergy. Jesus Christ, really? A penis allergy? And but lesbians are not allergic to penises, Batman. Who the fuck told you this?
Mushroom Mike.
Why the fuck are you listening to Mushroom Mike about anything? Especially anything about women. That dude doesn't even... The only woman he has ever been around is a blow-up doll.
That's not very nice.
Mushroom Mike's not very fucking nice. Why the fuck do you think that I said that I didn't want penis in my cake? Why would it... That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Well, I mean... Yeah, if somebody was playing a joke on you and they chopped up penis and put it into the cake underneath the frosting, but it was like disguised to be maybe chocolate chunks on top of a chocolate cake. That's not what I did. I didn't do it at all.
Batman?
Yeah, Dick.
Did you chop up penis and put it on this cake?
No.
Batman?
Yeah, Dick.
Did you chop up somebody's penis and put it on this cake?
Hell no, not somebody's penis.
But you chopped up a penis and put it on this cake.
Yeah. You're making it sound a little bit worse than it is.
A little bit worse than it is?
Yeah. Oh, I think you're kind of overreacting. Just a smidgen, Dick. You can calm down.
Alright, now I know you're fucking lying to me. You always call me bad man. I heard that. I heard you start to slip up there. Every fucking time you're lying to me, you're fucking with me. Alright, bad man. You take this cake back. Get the fuck out. Go.
Oh, come on, Dick. Just take a little bite.
No.
Just a little bite.
No.
Here comes the plane.
No.
The choo-choo. Chugga 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 chugga.
Open up! What the fuck?
Come on, just take a little bite.
No, you take a bite.
I don't want to eat penis.
That's right, fucking duck.
God damn it.
This is the season 2 finale, and of course I am going to be entering, Jesus Christ. You know what? I keep fucking up. I'm not going to re-record this one. We're going to keep rolling. Alright. Of course this is the season 1. God damn it. Seriously? Are you fucking kidding me? Okay. Obviously this is the season 2 finale for the Hijinx TV podcast, and like all the other podcasts this season, we're going to be discussing some of the current events that are happening, because every single morning something else new is going on. So yesterday I saw this article on Facebook about this woman back east being tased and arrested for not wearing a mask at a middle school football game. Now, they were following the social distancing guidelines. I just watched the video of this happening. I didn't just read the article. I just watched the video of what was happening, okay? So, she is sitting there with her husband and 2 children. Okay, 2 children that look to be about 10 years old, maybe. So she is sitting there with her husband and 2 children, and they are sitting at least, if not more, than 6 feet away from the next group of fucking people. She did not have her mask on. Now, here's a fucking fact, okay? When you go into a goddamn restaurant, okay, and you sit down at a fucking booth, you are going to be closer than 6 feet to somebody else. It is going to happen. I know this for a fact because I fucking have been to them, okay? So, when you go into a fucking restaurant, you sit down at the goddamn table, you can take your mask off. You do not have to continue to wear it. So, with that same fucking rule in goddamn place, that makes sense. So, this lady who was following the social distancing and over 6 feet away from anybody else was targeted because she took her mask off,
okay? Well, she's out fucking sight, outside, more than 6 feet away from the next fucking group of people. It wasn't until the police officers started struggling with her that somebody else had moved closer. Okay, so this officer struggles with her for a few minutes and then tases her to get the cuffs on her. Okay, makes a huge fucking spectacle in front of her two young children. Alright, as a parent, that really pisses me off. What does that fucking show those two kids? Their mom's not doing anything wrong. Their mom's following the fucking rules. It's not even a law. It's not a fucking law. There is not a single goddamn law that requires masks. Not a fucking one. Alright? None. No. Zilch. Zero. Absolutely no fucking laws that require masks. The CDC and the states and the counties in the fucking country have required them, but it's not a fucking law. So this police officer of the law had no fucking right tasing this woman and forcing her into cuffs, okay? Because she did not break any fucking law. You want to know what she was charged with afterwards? Afterwards, because she would not put her fucking mask on, she was charged with criminal trespassing. What happened to the cop? Absolutely nothing. Do you want to know why? Huh? Well, maybe you should watch the video and you'll get your own fucking answer.
Alright, well, here is another one of the lost tapes from season one that Badman thought that he had deleted, but I have found. So, without further ado, let's roll that tape. Hey, Badman, you ready to do this podcast?
Yeah, Dick, I've been ready since this morning, man. I've just been waiting on you.
Alright, I'm just finishing up this post here on Instagram, and I'll be right. What the fuck? Batman, what are you doing?
What
are you doing over there?
Nothing. I'm just waiting for you so we can do this podcast. Come on, hurry up. Finish your post on your Insta whatever, and let's go.
It's Instagram. You know this. All right. I'm almost done. I just could have swore I saw you doing something. All right. And there, hashtag, and what the, no, Batman, I just fucking saw you doing it again.
What, Dick? Well, I'm just fucking sitting here, okay? I had an itch on my face, a scratch on my face, and what do you want from me? I'm just, come on, finish the post so we can do the,
no, Batman, I just fucking saw you, okay? You were just digging in your nose and then stuck it right in your fucking mouth. Are you eating your boogers?
What?
Are you eating your boogers?
Why would you think that I'm eating my boogers?
Probably because what I just said. I just watched you stick your pinky up your nose and start digging and then in your mouth. I watched you do this. Why are you eating your boogers?
Dick, I am not eating my boogers.
Batman, I'm not, I saw you, okay? I saw you do it. Why? Dude, if you're hungry, I got food in the kitchen, man.
Dick, it's not about hunger, alright? This isn't the Hunger Games. I'm not trying to fucking play around, okay? I have a theory.
And what is that theory?
Well, I blow cannabis out my nose and it gets stuck in my nose hairs and makes boogies, and I think it makes me stoned.
Are you? Oh my god. You're eating your boogers thinking it makes you stoned?
Yeah. I mean, like, you're fucking like. your lungs get resonated, and your pipes get resonated, and your bongs get resonated, like your nose gets resonated. When you blow smoke out of your nose, you get resonated. And when you eat your boogies, I'm not crazy, Dick. This is fucking real. I'm not doing this right now. So, I'm sitting by the road that leads into town here. And I'm not having any music during this segment. So you can just hear that it's been non-stop traffic into town. Sure, there's a few second breaks here and there, but all week long, it's been non-stop traffic. And people are confused about why the COVID is still spreading. And there's been non-stop traffic. It doesn't take much sense to realize what is spreading this stuff. It takes even less sense to realize that with how long this has been going on, it's really not as serious as they've been saying it is. And now it's time for another lost tape that Badman thought he got rid of. Alright, let's roll that footage. So, I recently moved and the commute from where I live to where I work is about a half hour. Unless the traffic gets really bad, it can get up to an hour and a fucking half because of the congestion. And
wait, but Dick, Badman's very confused right now.
What? Why? What did I possibly say to confuse you?
Why does the traffic take longer if there's congestion? Shouldn't they pull over to the side of the road and blow their nose?
What?
You just fucking said that because of congestion, sometimes the traffic takes longer. Why don't those people just pull off the side of the road so they're not holding up traffic? Why are they stopping in the middle of the highway to blow their fucking nose and take care of their congestion?
Badman, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, there's so much traffic that the cars get congested.
Dick, you're not making any fucking sense. Cars don't have noses. Cars are machines that you turn on and you turn off. Alright, they don't have a nose. How they can't get congested. What the fuck do you mean your cars get congested? That makes no sense, Dick.
Badman, there's not actual any congestion. Like, you get congestion in your nose. I mean, like, there's congestion. Like, the cars, there's so many cars coming into town that they have to, that they back up out of town. And it takes, you know, an hour for the cars to get from there to here. That's congestion. It's not just, the word doesn't just pertain to when your nose is stuffy. Oh my God.
Well, okay, why do you buy your nose as stuffy? Is that a new way to get rid of a cold?
What?
You just said something about buying your nose as stuffy.
Oh my fucking Christ. Badman, I can't do this. I can't. No. Stop it.
Stop what? Just stop. What would a season 2 finale called The Lost Tapes be without, well, some more lost tapes? Alright, here we get into another little, Batman just has a problem with understanding what's being said sometimes. I think it's because he's got his cowl on and his ears are muffled. Anyway, let's get into this next little voice clip.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, what's up, Batman?
I got a problem with you.
Wait, with me? Again? What's this one about?
What do you mean, what's this one about? What the fuck do you mean, again? Like, my fucking problems? Really? We're gonna do this again? My problems just don't fucking matter? Well, fuck you, Dick.
Come on, Batman, don't be like that. Just tell me, what's your problem?
Well, last podcast, you said something that just was not cool. And you should not have said it, and you should not be saying that word ever.
Wait, what? What word?
You know what word you said.
I'm really at a loss as to what word you would have been offended by me saying last podcast. Will you please just fucking get on with it? Tell me what word I said that you were so upset about that you decided to barge into my house and tell me that you had a problem with me.
Well, I'm not gonna repeat the word that you said. But you should not be saying the N-word.
Wait, what? When the fuck did I say the N-word?
You know when you said it, Dick. I heard you say it in the podcast.
Do you mean when I said bigger?
What?
Big-er. Big. You know, big. There's small, and then there's medium, and then there's big. Bigger. Like, it's bigger than big. I did not say the fucking N-word, bad man. How dare you? How dare you come in here and accuse me of saying a word like that? Really? Fuck you, bad man.
Wow. Dick, you're really offended by this. Maybe now you know how people feel when they hear you say that word.
I didn't fucking say it, bad man. I said big. Oh, my God. Really? Really? Are we going to do... Where the fuck did you go? Bad... Oh, my God. This fucking guy. So, a couple of different times I've mentioned data mining in video games, and I've gotten a few messages on Instagram, and later I'm gonna remember to bring this up, because I need to address something about the Instagram, because there's something going on with the Instagram that I've noticed. Anyway, the fuck was I talking about? Shit. Instagram. Oh, messages on Instagram, grr. Okay. Messages on Instagram about data mining. So, in this segment of the season 2 finale, blah, 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 I'm going to explain to you how to data mine. And it's very fucking simple. What you need to data mine is a PC. A personal computer, not a laptop. Well, I mean, you could do it from a laptop, but it's a lot easier to do from a desktop with a modem and a separate monitor. If you don't know exactly what the fuck a PC is, I don't know how else to describe these things to you. Anyway, what you're gonna do, alright, I'm gonna use Apex Legends for my example. You can do this with any game that you can download on the PC. GTA 5, Fortnite, Paladins, Realm Royale. The list goes on and on to the games. PUBG, of all the games that you can download on the PC. Anyway, you're going to download whatever game you want to onto your PC. Now, when the game is done downloading, completely downloaded, go ahead and open it, log in, play a match, all right, get familiar with the game, and then you're going to log off, okay? You're going to hit the start menu, you're going to go to files, you're going to open up the files window, you're going to keep clicking through until you find where you've saved Apex Legends, the file, all right? Now, you're going to right-click this. You're not going to run the file. What you're going to do is you're going to open the file. This is going to open up a subfolder that's going to allow you to get into more folders. It's going to allow you to get into the coding. And now you can start your data mining. Now you're in the codes. You can go through all the codes and see, but be careful, because if you do something with the codes, you're going to fuck your game up. That's why you got to be very fucking careful doing this. You don't want to fuck with anything. You don't want to accidentally enter in a second. I don't know. I honestly haven't done the data mining myself. I have opened up these extra files, because back in the day when you had to do DOS prompt to install the games onto your computer, you learned how to open up the game files. Like, it's really not that fucking hard at all. It's very simple. All right. Anyway, that's our little segment in the season 2 finale of the little data mining segments. Well, it's not just Badman segments that I found that he has tried to delete. We also have some segments that Martha and Marty had ended up sending us, and I didn't even know they had sent until now. So, without further ado, here's some more lost tapes.
Hi there, podcast listeners. It's Martha here. Hi, buddy. And, Martha, what number podcast is this? Well, this podcast here is a fourth podcast that we have done ourselves, and we are so excited to be doing another one. And this time, we're going to be talking about another one of our little trips that we went on. All right, Marty, are you ready?
What trip are we talking about, though? Like, we've talked about a few now. Did you tell me about one that I forgot? I'm sorry, honey. I don't remember.
It's okay. Marty was still, you know, getting fresh to this whole podcast and stuff. This one, we're going to be talking about our trip over to the Grand Canyon. All right.
Oh, my God. I remember that. The little ethnic boy running up and trying to sell his apples. The little donkey. Oh, my God. That was kind of terrifying.
What do you mean? What was so terrifying about the donkey, Marty?
You don't remember what happened to that donkey? Oh my God, the scream that came from that donkey's mouth as it fell over the cliff haunts my night. Every single night I go to sleep, I hear the laugh as it went over that cliff. You don't remember that?
Marty, I don't think that happened. I think you're thinking of maybe a movie that we watched. Maybe you were watching a cartoon late at night, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, dog, you know what? It happened while you were in the gift shop. Yeah, when I was outside watching the car, I looked over and the little ethnic boy that was selling the apples, he was walking over and he gave one of the donkeys one of the apples, and the guy was like screaming about not giving them an apple because something about there's something in the apples that donkeys makes them go crazy, and then the donkey just went running at the side of the cliff and just screamed all the fucking way down. Oh my god, it went crazy. Marty, I am pretty fucking sure you're making this up. You just ruined this segment of the podcast. Oh my god. Marty, get your shit together.
Alright. Well, I'm having a little fun finding all these little lost tapes here. So let's get on with the season 2 finale.
Further proof. You wanted it, I've got it. Don't mind the noise in the background. I'm gonna be rolling a joint using this badass Batman grinder that one of my longtime fans and friends, Sherry, sent. So, further proof of what, you may ask? Alien existence. That's right, I don't mean Mexicans, I don't mean people from a foreign country, I mean actual alien existence, alien life form, extraterrestrial life form has been found. Not only has it been found, it's been videoed several times over the last few years. You can look into this. Like I've been saying, shit, almost since I began, I like my listeners to further educate themselves. So I'm going to tell you some about this, and then you can go find further information for yourselves. So 2004, 2008, 2012, I believe it was, and then this year, there have been UFO sightings on military and civilian footage, military sightings, all right? The United States has started a task force to find UFOs and to figure out what they want, what they're here for, and what they're doing. Get some more technology. Do you not see a new world of worlds? Now, if you think that I'm making this up, please head on over to Google, type in United States UFO Task Force 2020. You'll find articles. 420. I'm going to take a hit off my dab pen. You will find articles on this new task force that the United States is developing to find you. And on top of that, Trump started a space force. Why the fuck does the United States need a space force if there's not fucking... He's trying. He tried to tell us with that, but we all laughed about it. We're like, ha 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 ha. People didn't ask more questions. They were just like, oh, Trump's making a space force. Let him play with his fucking toys. Because that's all this fucking country is to Trump, is a fucking toy. We're all toys to him. This is just a game. This isn't actual life. His actual life isn't affected by anything that's going on. This is all a fucking game to him and to all the fucking politicians, because none of them... Look at them. Look at the fucking citizens and look at the fucking politicians. Who's actually suffering right now? Yeah. That's right, alien life does exist. This short, scary story is The Midnight Man, Part 8. Mary watched on in horror as the child's face went into mush. She tried to scream, but her throat would not make a noise. She stared on in horror, along with the other children, who sat there staring, too afraid to move. The Midnight Man made his intention clear. Tonight, the children of Deary, Oregon, were going to be murdered. One by one. And the only people to blame for what was to come this night was the parents of Deary, Oregon, who had summoned the Midnight Man. So, I've said many times, I live here over in Oregon, and there are, many, many still mask restrictions going on the West Coast, actually all around the country. There's still people scared, worried, confused, obviously at this point, about the COVID-19 and what's going on. But down in Florida, the Floridians are, I hope that's how you guys refer to yourself, because it just sounds, it rolls off the tongues, Floridians. Anyway, could also be a group for teeth care too, I guess. The Floridians, they fight on the cavity creeps. We make holes in teeth. Would anybody fucking remember that? Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot about that until right now. Okay, anyway. The Florida governor, state governor, has reopened Oregon at full capacity. Bars, restaurants, everything opens at full capacity. They asked that you still kind of restrict large gatherings, but they're back open to full capacity. So, if you're tired of wearing your masks, if you're tired of having restrictions, go visit Florida. That's a perfect time to visit Florida right now if you want to get away from the COVID. Because obviously down in Florida, and this is another thing that I saw from somebody who lives in Florida, they have stopped reporting all cases of positive COVID to anybody. So, this boils right back down to how serious is the COVID actually? I've been saying this for a while. And yeah, I know I send mixed signals about I might be worried about it, I might be scared about it. But the truth of the matter is I've been saying since it started that it's being hyped up. It's not as serious as they try to make you and scare you into believing that it is. Because now that it's flu season, they're starting to make people get worried about influenza and suggesting that people wear masks to help prevent the spread of influenza now. Well, I thought we were wearing the masks to help prevent the spread of COVID. So what is it? Is COVID really as bad as they've been saying it is, or have they been lying to us this entire fucking time? Because at this point, I'm pretty sure they've been lying to us about how fucking severe it is. Alright, well, here is another lost tape that Badman thought he got rid of.
Hey, Dick, you want a coffee?
Yeah, sure, I think I can go for a coffee.
Alright, yeah, can you put some music on?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, thanks, man. Alright, let's go to Dutch Brothers.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Oh, God, fucking love this song, Dickie. Oh, good job.
Will you please stop calling me Dickie?
Oh, come on, it's a really good name for you. Alright, come on. Some folks are born Man, don't wave the flag. Oh yeah, we want coffee. Yeah, can we get some coffee? I want a large hot white chocolate white coffee mocha. And my buddy here, he wants the same thing. Yeah, no, I don't want a puppy, I want a coffee. No, I don't want a puppy, I want a coffee. Oh, yeah. Dick, why is he asking me about a kitty now? I don't want any pets, I want a drink, a beverage. Oh my god. Dick. Jesus Christ. What are these guys that those brothers ever hear me? Yeah, no, I don't want your puppy to... Dick, I think he's offering me a baby now.
You think he's asking you if you want... If you... Could you turn the music down?
Yeah, it's not even up that loud. He can hear me, okay? He's just fucking with me right now. I want a goddamn coffee!
Batman, seriously, turn the fucking music down.
Dick, if you talk to my radio, I swear to Christ, I will throw you out into moving traffic.
Why are you so fucking angry right now?
I'm not. I want my goddamn coffee. And he won't give it to me. Ugh.
All right, and we've got another lost tape. This time, I can't believe it's taken me this long to find this one. I wish I would have found this sooner because this one is a little mushroom mic broke into my studio one day. And, well, just go ahead and listen.
Oh, well, there's so much stuff in here. There's a, oh my god, what is this over here? Oh man, he's got so many electronics in here. What's that noise? Oh god.
Oh hey yo, Batman, what are you doing in here, Batman?
Mike, shh, keep it down. I don't know where Dick's at, but alright, you gotta help me, okay?
What do you need me to help you with that, Batman?
Okay, I'm trying to find something that I think Dick's got, and I need it. So you need to help me find it.
I never said I wanted to help you find it. I just need to know what we're looking for.
It's mine, okay? I can't tell you anymore. You'll know when you find it, okay? You'll just know, okay? And I need it. I saw Dick pulling up, so just be quiet, okay? Because I saw him going, I know he takes naps. I think he's taking a nap, just be quiet, okay?
Batman, could you give me a little bit of a fucking hint here? Maybe what we're looking for, okay? I don't know what I'm looking for. There's a bunch of stuff in here, okay? A bunch of stuff.
Alright, you just gotta promise not to tell anybody, Mike.
You know I keep my word always, crisscross applesauce.
I'm not hungry, but okay, thanks for the offer, I guess. Alright, so, what I'm looking for, okay, it's about this big, right, it's pink, okay, and, you wear it around your waist, okay.
Batman, are you describing a tutu?
It's my fluffy belt. It's not a tutu. Okay, stop calling it a tutu. Alright, it's a fluffy belt. Okay, helps me keep my pants up sometimes. Dick took it from me. And I need it back.
Batman, I think you got some bigger problems than a missing tutu. Alright, I think maybe you need to maybe talk to somebody about something there, Batman. I'm not helping you find no fucking tutu though, alright? So see you later, bye-bye.
Oh my Jesus Christ. I gotta figure out how the hell he ran so fast. Alright, where's my fluffy belt? ¶¶
So this lost tape has me a little perplexed and very confused. I was going through and I saw this weird random, it just said unknown save in my library. And so I played it and I'm trying to figure out who the fuck was in my studio. So, but I don't know, maybe if you guys know who this is, send me a DM on Instagram at @HijinxTV_podcast and let me know if you think you know who the fuck this was. Alright, well, here's the tape.
Oh man, that feels so much better. Oh god, it is so hot in that thing. Oh man. Oh, my throat hurts. I need a green tea. Oh, excuse me. Oh my god. That was so rude of me. Okay. Oh, I gotta get out of this. I gotta get a shower. I am just sweating so bad. Oh my god. Where did Dick leave that at? I gotta hurry up and find this and get back home. Oh, he is going to be so, so frustrated when he can't find this. Oh my god, I am so bad. Oh my god. Okay, alright. Oh, okay, I gotta get back home. Ooh, ooh. I can't forget that. Alright, put that back on. Oh god, this is so hot.
And that's where the audio cut out, and I don't know who in the fuck what that was in my studio, but I would very much love to try to figure out who the hell it was. So hopefully in season 3 we can figure out who the fuck was in my studio. Alright, well, before I end this season 2 finale, I would like to just give a little recognition, a little shout out, I guess, to a newer podcast group, Bros, Bumps, and Beers. You can find them on Spotify. I think they're on a few other things. Spotify is what I use for my podcast listening. Anyway, these are two brothers and a buddy from Canada. Sorry I said that wrong. I can't help it. Canada. I say Canada just because I'm a dickhead. Anyway, these three, I listened to their first podcast. And they kept me listening. I didn't realize how long had gone by. I was listening to them while I was at work. Working my night shift. I work doubles on the weekends, and they really just made the night go by without me even realizing it, and they kept me entertained. Bros, Bumps, and Beers is two bros that talk about bumps. Okay, bumps is what you call in wrestling, is a wrestling term, a professional wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever. And beers. They review beers from their local brewery. If you want to figure out more about them, find out more about them, you can follow them on Instagram at Bros Bumps and Beers, or follow them on Spotify, Bros Bumps and Beers. Bros Bumps and Beers. Do you even know how to spell beers? Alright, well, you guys go ahead and go check them out, and then come on back over here. Let them know that Hijinks, that Dick Nutbutt from Hijinks TV sent you on over there. And you guys come on back here and check out all what we got coming for you in season 3. All right, well, that is going to wrap up the season 2 finale. This season has been so much fun, and I am so excited to announce that since I began recording this episode, we have blasted over 8.1 thousand plays. You guys, we don't even have 100 podcasts up yet. We are over 8.1 thousand plays. We are now listened to in 17 countries. I don't know if I don't, I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't remember if we were listened to in this country by the, when I started recording this episode. But since I began recording this episode, we have jumped into our 17th country. We're now listened to in Nigeria as well. Oh my God. The world tour season has successfully toured the fucking world, and it has been because you guys sharing, you guys inviting your friends to share and listen, and because of that, we have so many giveaways coming away in season three, coming in season three. I am excited. I did not expect this season to go over this well, and I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. That's great. There is one thing I do need to address really quick, though. There are a lot of people who have DM'd and entered into the giveaway. However, they have not done the most important thing of entering the giveaway, which is follow us and then DM us. So, you're partially entered. If you don't follow us by the time I launch season 3, I'm sorry, but you have disqualified yourself from the giveaway. We'll still have ways to win in season 3 if you don't enter before season 3, so don't worry if you end up getting disqualified. That's on you at this point. I'm sorry, guys, but I said follow and then DM us. So, if you have DM'd us but not followed us, please go make sure you hit the follow button on Instagram. Make sure you're following us. That's the main way to get entered into the giveaway. Follow and then DM us, and you are entered into the giveaway. All right. So, I don't remember what else I was going to say, but we will be back very soon, because there is a bonus episode coming. It's going to be shorter than this one, but there is a bonus episode, just like in season 1. Episode 26 is coming soon. So I'm going to give you guys a couple days to listen to this podcast. I don't expect you to sit down and listen to it all at once. It's over an hour long. That's fine. You guys, I hope you guys took a couple days to listen to it. Anyway, we will be back soon with the season 2 bonus finale, and then season 3 is gonna be starting. Oh my God. What is season 3 called? You're just gonna have to wait and find out. All right. Well, it's been fun. We'll see you guys next time, and remember to invite all your friends.